What is the future of Lincoln? Where will Lincoln be in the next 10 or 20 years? To get an idea of where Lincoln is heading, I spoke to Vice President, Welfare and Community Officer at the Students' Union, Olivia Hill.
This is my fourth year now in Lincoln, and from what I've heard from people who have lived here their whole lives, if we look back 20 years, it's been such a massive change already. And I think Lincoln has really come alive. There's a lot more diversity, there's a lot more kind of shops and entertainment. And you know, I remember someone saying to me that you couldn't get a hot dinner after 6 o'clock kind of thing. And so in another 20 years, you know, there can be so much more, so kind of I see more shops, a greater cultural diversity. You know, Lincoln is rising kind of on there. If we look at Siemens economically, it's rising so much, and it can really become a centre for engineering, and there's so many opportunities of small seeds of industry that I think have been planted recently that we're going to really see flourish soon.
The city has grown tremendously over the years, and it seems the next coming years won't be bucking that trend. So where will Lincoln be in the next decade? To find out what the future holds for Lincoln, we spoke to Dan Clayton from the University's Estates Department, who gave us an insight into developments currently in the pipeline.
Well, I think in terms of the university, we've got a growth agenda from our master plan for the Brayford campus that got outline planning permission in March 2013. So we got a 10-year outline planning permission for up to 100,000 square metres of new building space. So that's looking at potential new student residences, new academic buildings, and new service buildings that provide stuff like catering, that kind of thing. So in the immediate future, we're currently working on three significant projects at the Brayford campus. So we've got a new extension to the engineering building, which potentially will be starting next year, sort of May time 2015. Then we've got a new building for psychology, health and social care, which we've had a consultation with local residents for the Wickford Yard site adjacent to the David Chidwick Business and Law building. And potentially that will create a route through from Brayford Wharf East to the High Street. And then we're also looking, there's a third new building at the possibility of a new student residence block somewhere on campus. So we've been pricing up the options for all those three, these three projects. So they're over the next 3 or 4 years. On top of that, we've got the Lincoln Science Innovation Park down with the Joseph Banks Laboratories and Minster House and the land beyond that. So that's going to be developing over the next sort of 5 or 10 years. And that's going to create lots of new jobs, right from sort of low-skilled jobs to very high-skilled jobs. So it's right across the whole range. It's going to contribute significantly to local economy.
So as you can see, even in a short space of time, there's a great deal of growth and change set to take place in Lincoln. So where will Lincoln be in the next 10 or 20 years? What will the future hold for the city? It seems the sky's the limit.